Here's your high school wrap-up from last Friday night for WTAW.com. Thanks for logging on. High school football Friday night, it was a great night for the Bryan ISD. Both the Vikings and the Rangers were winners. And for the Rudder Rangers, this third season, so far a charm as they go to 4-0 with a 24-6 win over C.E. King. Quarterback Trey Hammond scored on a couple of long touchdown runs. Here's the first one.
So it is third down and three. Trey Hammond has it. He cuts back at the 35. He's to the 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Rudder Rangers. Trey Hammond, a 40-yard run. And the Rudder Rangers have gone ahead 13 to nothing.
Then things got clinched up with his second TD scamper.
So fourth and one. Hammond tries the left side this time. He has it. Cuts back. He's to the 30, to the 25. Still on his feet. To the 20. Still on his feet. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Trey Hammond. A 35-yard touchdown run for Hammond.
Keith Kane on the call there. Rudder will open district play next Friday, hosting the Hutto Hippos at Merrill Green Stadium. The Bryan Vikings' only touchdown came late, but it was enough to beat College Park 10-6. The winner, a pitch to Chris Watson.
Single back set with Watson behind Ike. Watson gets the pitch. Watson gets the first down. Watson busted outside. Watson will score. Touchdown, Bryan. 19 yards.
Chase Murphy on the call. The Vikings open District 12-5A play Friday night at Allison. A&M Consolidated Tigers were off this past weekend. They'll open district play at Temple on Friday night. Down the road in Navasota, the Rattlers made a big comeback but lost to 5th-ranked 2A Cameron 35-33 when Navasota went for two to tie in the final seconds and fell short. The Rattlers were down by 15 in the fourth quarter. Ian Day found Alton Taylor.
Shotgun formation for Ian Day. He's got Antoine Burrell back there with him. Takes the snap, and he's looking deep. He's got Alphon Taylor. It's going to be caught at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Rattlers! Alphon Taylor off the beautiful throw from Ian Day, a 60-yard touchdown, and the Rattlers have cut into that lead. It's now 35-26 with the extra point to come. Ian Day lays it right in the breadbasket, and he waltzes into the end zone. That's the second touchdown of the night for Alphon Taylor.
Yeah, then they cut in a little bit more a little bit later.
Takes the snap. Day's going to take it himself. He's hit at the two. Stumbles forward. Touchdown, Rattlers! Ian Day forces his way into the end zone, and the Rattlers are a two-point conversion away from tying this thing up with 48 seconds to go. Wow!
How'd that conversion go?
Day in the shotgun formation. Kestnick Jones and Burrell are both in on this play. Actually, Day now going to move under center. Takes the snap. They're going to pitch it out to Kestnick Jones. He's trying to get the corner, and he is not going to make it. Cameron strings it out. Great play by the Cameron defense as they tried to run that wide pitch to the right side of the field, and the Cameron defense strings it out, and they stop Kestnick Jones short of the end zone.
That was Tim Schnettler on the call. Cameron wins it by two. Navasota's idle next week. They're at Bastrop in 2 weeks. And thanks for logging in and listening to our high school wrap-up here on WTAW.com. And remember that you can download these football games, any football game that you want, by going to playbyreplay.com. That's where you'll find the football games. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thanks for logging on to WTAW.com for your high school wrap-up.